What kinds of bushes or vines would make your skin break out?
Well, some people said the ligustrum gave you an allergy.
Kind of
ligustrum tree.
What's and that?
It's another kind of growing a vine in a. It make a pink flower, kind of reddish.
Uh-huh.
It make you a rash on it. But I don't know how you call that in English.
It's got a pink flower on it?
Yeah. It's made like a the flower look like a little bell kind. It's very pretty at the eye to look at.
Mm-hmm.
But it never bothered me, I never catch any rash from that.
You're lucky.
Some people are very miserable with that.
And if a married woman didn't want to make up her own mind about something, she'd say, well, I have to ask.
My husband, usually they say that.
Okay. And he would say, talking about her, I have to ask.
What?
If he was talking about her, he'd say...
Well, he said the same thing. I might have to ask her about something.
I have to ask my...
But my wife about it. Sometimes they don't say nothing.
And a woman whose husband is dead is called up.
Well, she usually a widow.
What if he just left her? Then she'd be a...
They call her a verve.
A what?
A verve. I don't know how you'd say that in English.
Do you ever hear grass widow?
No.
And the man whose child you are, he's your...
I don't know what you mean about that.
Your daddy is your...
Yeah.
Another name for daddy.
And your father.
Uh-huh. And his wife is your...
Mother.
And together they're your...
Mother and daddy.
Or your...
My mama or my, and my dad.
Or your pet.
And you're my papa, some would say.
Uh-huh. And your father's father is your...
Grandpa.
Huh?
Grandpa.
And his wife is your...
Grandma.
And something on wheels that you can put a baby in and it'll lie down.
Oh. A rocker?
Or something on wheels.
Oh, and it's a little buggy. You push.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you put the baby in the buggy, then you go out and...
Yeah. That's a name for it. We call it baby buggy.
Uh-huh. You put him in the buggy, then you go out and...
And push it.
And if you had two children, you might have a boy and a...
And a girl.
And if Bob is 5 inches taller this year, you'd say in 1 year Bob...
Is old.
Or he what, 5 inches?
Yeah. It depends how much he grew.
Uh-huh. And you'd say you certainly have...
grown fast.
And if a woman's looked after 3 children until they're grown, you'd say she's... what, 3 children?
Well, she's the mother of 3 children.
Did you ever say she's raised them or reared them?
Yeah. She raised... they used 2 words. Raise or rear them.
Uh-huh. And if a child's misbehaving, you tell them, if you do that again, you're going to get a...
A whipping.
And if a boy has the same color hair and eyes that his father has and the same shaped nose, you say that he...
The image of his daddy.
Okay. What if he has the same mannerisms and behavior? You say he...
Same character.
And if a woman's going to have a baby, you say she's...
She's pregnant.
Do people used to use that word?
Pregnant.
Any other ways of saying that?
Well, in French, it's not the same word.
Huh?
I say in French, it's not the same word. You say in family.
Uh-huh. That's how they say it in French?
Mm-hmm.